Well, I'm here to tell you today that God uses you many times because of your brokenness. God wants people who are not in denial about their brokenness. You see, your Creator wants you to know that He can use us despite of our painful hurt. God can use us in spite of our brokenness in the past. Isn't that awesome news, really? See, we can go like this and go, praise God, right? Wow. Let's try that again. Praise God! There we go. See, you know what I'm doing now, so you can... But seriously, your Creator wants you to know that He can use you in spite of your painful hurt or your brokenness in the past. It's amazing that every day, broken people should be reminded of this, day in, day out, at least in their church, on a weekly basis, or however many times they are involved with church activities, that God loves you and has done something to redeem you from your brokenness. God can use you and turn your life, what you think is negative, what you think is maybe even a non-life, God can turn that around and make it a positive healing experience because you have realized your own brokenness. So if we go to Nehemiah 3:14, it says this, the dung gate was repaired by Malchijah. In this text, we witness how God uses broken people to help restore the lives of others. When Nehemiah went back to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem, one of the worst assignments that anybody could be assigned was working on the dung gate. Now, folks, it was named the dung gate for a very obvious reason. Anybody want to take a guess? The dung gate was the area of the call of the rebuilding process that nobody wanted to associate with. It was the portion of the gate that everybody brought their dung, their refuse, their trash every day. Many times, you know, back in the day, in that day, they didn't know when you were alive or dead, and so if you pass out, whether it's because of, you know, people back then had diabetes, so maybe you had diabetes and got low blood sugar or something and passed out, right? And you're passed out there on the ground and you don't move for a while, people think you're dead. They wrap you up and they throw you outside the, let's say it together, dung gate where there is crying and burning and gnashing of teeth. Have you heard that before? It constantly had burning embers in it because there was just so much refuse that went out there that it would burn off. So, everyday people came and dumped all their dung, and nobody wanted to be associated with this portion of the wall. Now, if you ask yourself this question, would you want to be in the restoration work, and do it on this portion of the wall? Would you want to be a part of that? I don't know about you, but I don't even want to be a part of my family's, let alone an entire city's, right? I know this sounds gross, and I hope it's grossing you out because it's supposed to. Somebody had to work, and the person who had the privilege to repair the dung gate was a man by the name of Malchijah. Malchijah was a prominent priest in the city. He was called to lift, now listen to this, listen. He was called to lift integrity and to live with the holy standard within the city. Here you have a holy man, a man filled with integrity, and now he has a very, very nasty job. Amen? I can get an amen on that, can I? Yeah. Now, I do have to ask you, though, can you relate to this? Anybody here ever had a nasty job? Yeah. This guy at one time had it going on. He was a holy man, but now he was assigned to the worst job there is. How in the world did he get there? Well, let's look at Ezra. Ezra 10. 18 through 25, it says, among the descendants of the priests, the following had married foreign women: Ramiah, Isaiah, Malchijai. And oh, when I first read this, I read that Me Jammin'. I thought, hey, that's a cool name. Me Jammin'. All right.